Epilogue. Final Wicked Memorandum, date 232.4.10, time 12:45. To my associates, from Ava Page, Chancellor, R.E., A New Beginning. And so we have failed, but we have also succeeded. Our original vision didn't come to fruition. The blueprint never came together. We were unable to discover either a vaccine or a treatment for the flare. But I anticipated this outcome and put into place an alternate solution to save at least a portion of our race. With the help of my partners, two wisely placed immunes, I was able to plan and implement a solution that will result in the best possible outcome we could have hoped for. I know the majority of Wicked thought we needed to get tougher, dig deeper, be more ruthless with our subjects, keep searching for an answer, begin new rounds of trials. But what we neglected to see was right before our eyes. The immune are the only resource left to this world. And if all has gone according to plan, we have sent the brightest, the strongest, the toughest of our subjects to a safe place, where they can begin civilization anew while the rest of the world is driven to extinction. It is my hope that over the years, our organization has in some part paid the price for the unspeakable act committed against humanity by our predecessors in government. Though I am fully aware that it was an act of desperation after the sun flares, releasing the flare virus as a means of population control was an abhorrent and irreversible crime, and the disastrous results could never have been predicted. Wicked has worked ever since that act was committed to right that wrong, to find a cure. And though we have failed in that effort, we can at least say we've planted the seed for mankind's future. I don't know how history will judge the actions of Wicked, but I state here for the record that the organization only ever had one goal, and that was to preserve the human race. And in this last act, we have done just that. As we tried to instill in each of our subjects over and over, Wicked is good. This is Mark Deakins. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of The Death Cure by James Dashner. This program was produced by Dan Musselman. Text copyright 2011 by James Dashner. Production copyright 2011 Random House Inc. All rights reserved.